Chapter 3. McCall Prosecutor in Public Brawl. Patrons of a popular Yankton dining establishment were witnesses to a violent and drunken altercation between Julian Scout, the people's representative in the forthcoming murder trial of Jack McCall, and an anonymous customer Monday night. Although details are not known at this time, observers relate that the scuffle erupted over a woman, and that United States Marshal Burdick was forced to separate the combatants. Both parties were then obliged to quit the premises. Scout found the Daily Press and Decodian open and folded to the one-inch item in the lead column on page one, on the table reserved for the prosecution, when he arrived at the federal court building Wednesday morning. Bartholomew, seated at the table in his best gray three-piece suit, kept his eyes on the empty judge's bench while his partner read. They were alone in the oak-paneled room. "Sons of bitches," breathed the other, pushing the paper away. "They've made it sound like I was drunk, too."
"Had you been drinking?"
The older attorney had drawn his snuff box from a pocket and was fingering it longingly. But some judges objected to the habit, and he preferred not to antagonize the bench this early in the proceedings.
"Two glasses of wine, Tessie, with a full meal. I told you all about it yesterday. Don't tell me you believe these...
He snapped his hand at the folded newspaper.
"Calumnies," Bartholomew finished. "I believe you, but I don't count. The dozen men we choose today to hear our case, they're the ones that count. How will we challenge them on it? Ask them if they read that piece about the people's attorney brawling in public, and if it would affect their decision? Damn it, Julian, I thought I'd taught you the importance of maintaining a low profile when you're preparing a case."
"What am I supposed to do? Crawl into a hole until the jury reaches a verdict?"
The last part of Scout's question was whispered. The bailiff had entered through the main doors at the head of a line of men in clothes of varying quality and was directing them to the spectator pews behind the attorney.